Hello, HR professionals. Good news. This episode of the Cool Leaf podcast is valid for 0.5 professional development credits towards SHRM CP, SHRM SCP, and HRCI recertification. Stay tuned to access your certification code.
Welcome to The Great Retention, a show spotlighting executive leaders who are building award-winning cultures where people feel empowered, seen, and recognized. I'm your host, John Duesberg, and I co-founded my own company and this podcast with the simple idea that life is short, so why not love the people with whom you work? We have a passion for helping people-first leaders like you connect individuals and teams inside of your organization to create stronger workplace communities and cultures. So whether you're leading a small business or a large enterprise, fully distributed or in the office, welcome to our community here at The Great Retention. What happens when a company goes from a single office to a team of more than 300 employees covering more than half the country? How do you maintain a strong company culture during such incredible growth? Today, I sit down with Whitney Bennett, Senior Vice President of People and Culture at CallRail. During the pandemic, CallRail saw significant growth in their team, which included their first remote hires. Whitney talks about how CallRail navigated the shifting landscape of work while caring for their employees and the role of employee resource groups in fostering connection and engagement in a distributed team. Don't miss this insightful conversation on the importance of culture and innovative ways to maintain it in a rapidly growing and changing work environment.
Whitney, thank you so much for joining us on The Great Retention today. I am so excited here at the CallRail headquarters in downtown Atlanta, but thank you so much for joining us.
I'm super excited to be here.
Absolutely. So, you know, for our audience, we have, you know, different C-suite leaders and different industries, but the common denominator, everyone is wanting to elevate their employee experience, attracting, retaining the best people. I know this is something that you have, you know, this is right up, you know, your wheelhouse from experience. But talk to us first a little bit about, you know, just overall makeup of CallRail, right? Number of employees, yeah. Locations, distributed teams. Give us kind of that context to start us off.
Yeah, so we are headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia, like you just said. We have a little over 300 employees, and about 15% of those employees are remote. Prior to 2020, we were in one state, and now we are in 27 states.
Okay, wow. Okay, so a lot of growth.
A lot of growth.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so, and I know that just from my knowledge of following you as a leader and CallRail as a whole, culture is really important. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you have just such rapid growth over these last few years, by the way, you know, pandemic right in the middle of that,
it was
right?
Great.
So talk to us a little bit about, you know, what does culture mean to you as a leader? Mm-hmm. What does it mean to CallRail? And how have you been able to maintain that with this growth and everything that's been happening in the world?
So I'll kind of start at the end so you know kind of where we're coming from.
Perfect.
But like I said, 2020, we were in one place. Everyone was in Atlanta, Georgia. We had never hired remotely before. And we went home, just like everyone else, in March of 2020, and we started hiring remotely, and we were a distributed team. We hired 170 people in 2021, and none of those people had met in person. None of those people had been to the office. And then in 2022, we started trying to bring people back to the office, and we tried to do more in-person things. We had a lot of starts and stops.
Yeah.
And it became so important to connect more with people, but also to check on people. People are dealing with mental health issues. They're isolated, alone.
Yeah.
People are dealing with unrest in their communities.
Yeah.
And then trying to work and have children and just be normal. And it was really hard.
Yeah. I've got a 6-month-year-old. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was really difficult. I think we really learned in those periods to lean into grace. Like, it's okay if kids pop onto the camera. Nobody's going to get mad at you. My daughter was on there literally all the time.
Yeah.
It's also, you know, a time to care more about the person and not necessarily the work. And make sure, like, hey, are you okay? Do you need to take time? Because two of our culture values are respect everyone and turn it off. And so I think during those times, we really leaned into it. And now that we're back, we're kind of focusing on the work with intensity and delivering incredible products, but mm-hmm. it's making sure we're using all five of those culture statements together to focus on the whole employee.
Okay, so culture statements, is that if for another company might say that's our core values, is that,
same.
Is that
core
right?
Values.
Got
yeah.
it, okay,
yeah, yeah.
okay. So you went from all in office all the time to hiring almost 200 people who've never met anybody.
Yeah.
So what does the culture statement mean to that person who's never met anyone and they
sure.
they have they're not here in this beautiful office, right? Like, how did you maintain that connection in that distributed environment?
I think luckily at that time, everything on Zoom and all the classes were still a novelty. Now people are done. They're
right.
over it. Don't want to
no
Zoom
more
anymore.
Zoom happy hours, please.
No.
Right?
But yeah. that is what we did. And yeah. we tried to create, you know, new hire channels within Slack. So we were constantly connecting with people and checking in with it. I think a lot of the ownership kind of fell to my team and leaders and managers to really lean in with their new employees,
yeah.
giving new employees buddies. Going to Zoom happy hours. I mean, I get it, but what else are we supposed to
right,
do?
Right. It's a challenge.
Yeah,
for sure.
We have free lunches every Tuesday, and we paid for that in advance in 2020. Not the best idea we've ever had. So that company did a really good job of pivoting, and we had cooking classes. And so we sent the box to people. And so every team had budget to do things like that. And I
okay.
think during that time, it was really important. Now in this hybrid environment, we're having to be more creative because people don't want to do that anymore.
Right, right. Okay, so that's interesting. So you kind of, you know, gave each team some autonomy
yeah.
in terms of how they were maintaining that sense of connection and engagement.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now, like you said, the novelty is a little bit worn off and people are coming together, right? You have lunches on Tuesday
mm-hmm.
here at the office, is
yeah.
that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know a lot of leaders, you know, just like, you know, you and your team, they struggle with this too. And it's something that we're still working through, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's helpful to just learn, you know, what's worked, you know, where you may have had struggles. And I know that one of the things that CallRail implemented was employee resource groups.
Mm-hmm.
And so talk to us a little bit about that. How did you set those in motion? Was this employee led? Did you have a leader?
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk to us a little bit about the impact of those groups. So we'd love to just learn a little bit more about that.
Yeah. I think the great thing about CallRail is they don't call it HR, right? Like, I'm the Senior Vice President of Talent and Culture. We put
yeah.
the emphasis on the people and the culture, and we put resources into that. So we have a great Director of Culture and Engagement, Maya. She started these in 2020. She had an idea, she saw a need, and then from there, it was very much employee-led and homegrown.
Okay.
And then last year, we hired someone else, Emanuela, and it's basically her whole job to help the ERGs,
yeah.
to formalize them, to give them the resources they need. We started with one in 2020, and now we have over seven
okay.
that are completely like homegrown. Employees said, hey, we want to do this, and Maya and Emanuela gave them the resources they needed to do it.
Okay, awesome. So from 2020
yeah.
to now, this is part of the culture.
Yeah.
Right? As if I'm a new hire coming in, I have an opportunity to get plugged in
mm-hmm.
to one of the ERGs, and so these are now employee-led, right?
Yes. And every
okay.
employee goes through culture training. They hear what the ERGs are. They find out how they can engage with them. Everybody has their own
okay.
Slack group.
Yeah.
Some are private. Some are for everyone. So Women's Circle, for example, that's
mm-hmm.
just for people that identify as a woman. So that's a private group.
Right.
But our Rainbow Coalition group, that's a group that anyone can join and anyone can be involved in.
Okay.
And every group has events that involve the whole company, and everyone is free to join.
And are these events in person and virtual? And so, yeah. So, I mean, I know you can't just do
yeah.
one, right? I mean, okay. So it's just a mix, right?
Yeah. So right now is AAPI Heritage Month. So
yep.
we just had a speaker last week that did a virtual talk for our AAPI employee resource group, but everyone in the company was invited. And it was on a day where everyone was virtual. So most people don't come
Got
in
it.
On like Wednesdays and Fridays. So some of the events are specifically on those days. So it doesn't feel like an inequity to people that aren't
right.
in the office.
Yeah. And so it sounds like, you know, your team is being thoughtful about planning out this calendar, which days we're going to do
yeah.
what
yeah.
with that intentionality in mind,
mm-hmm.
right? Hey, like, this is a virtual event, so let's make sure everyone's going to be virtual,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Totally makes sense. Love how that has grown over
mm-hmm.
time too, and it's just now been part of the, you know, part of the culture, right? And
yeah.
even from onboarding, right? So, and you mentioned your, you know, here at CallRail, it's not HR, it's talent and culture.
Yeah.
Right? So I love that. And, you know, I think, you know, from the what I hear from other leaders, and I think you've shared a little bit about this with me too, is maybe in the past, HR was viewed as compliance, you know, more tactical mm-hmm. kind of role. And now it's hey, this is a big strategic imperative in terms of how we're going to be successful yep. at our business, because keeping and attracting good people is how you
yes.
how you
yeah.
be successful,
oh, yeah.
right? And so talk to us a little bit about how you approach that employee experience strategy. And I know obviously we talked about ERGs
yeah.
and you know distributed, but talk to us a little bit about, you know, why does CallRail, why is your role talent and culture versus HR, and kind of how that weaves into the overall employee experience strategy?
So the great thing about this role is it was already called that before I got here.
Okay, good.
So I was the first person to have it, but that's how they posted it. They knew kind of they wanted to be more intentional. Like you said, there are some outdated and antiquated ideas about how people think of HR, and we're still compliance. And if you want to fire someone, short, you have to come to us first, because we'll keep everyone, you know, safe, and we'll think of everyone
yeah.
with intention. But it's so much more than that. And I think that's what 2020 taught us. Everyone was looking to HR and talent and culture. Well, when do you come back to the office? How do we gauge employees? Are employees okay? Should we do layoffs? What does that look like for the organization? So
yeah.
I think in 2020, you really saw the pivot to these should be your key partners. These should be the people you're relying on. These are the people that should be in your meetings and that should help you be strategic, because they're the one with the lens of the people, which are your most important resource. You just
yeah.
said it. We can't get anything done if we don't have the people
right.
to do it.
Yeah.
So I think, yes, the ERGs are hugely important, and that goes along with us wanting people to have psychological safety at work. I think the other thing 2020 taught us is people have different expectations for work than they did previously.
Mm-hmm.
They want different things. They want their companies to be involved in causes they care about. They also want their work to be meaningful to them.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of work we've done to try to tie that meaning together. So people understand, like, yes, we're here making money, but then we go off and we volunteer, or we have somewhere where you can donate your money. Engagement strategies around what employees want. So you need to ask them, you need to survey
yeah.
them,
yeah.
you need to see what they want, and then you need to come back to them with, okay, this is our plan and this is how we're gonna provide it to you.
When you say that, it sounds so obvious, but you know it, how easy we forget,
yeah.
right? Yeah, we should get direct feedback from
mm-hmm.
people, right? Ask people what is most meaningful, and then obviously take action,
yeah.
right? And I think the ERGs is a great way to take action.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned you know, volunteering mm-hmm. and having that impact, and I know just recently CallRail did the Repair the World Week,
yeah.
right? So tell us a little bit about Repair the World Week. How is that part of a broader strategy mm-hmm. and overall, you know, the engagement, you know,
yeah.
here at CallRail?
So CallRail historically has always volunteered. We'd always done things in our community, but was more kind of hodgepodge together and not necessarily consistent. And then in 2020, right before the pandemic, we had an employee that passed away.
Oh,
and
wow.
We really wanted to think of a way to honor his legacy around things that were important to him. One of the things that was super important to him was Habitat for Humanity and volunteering for them.
Okay.
So that was like what sparked it. And then it just became larger than life. Like, it's larger than that one person. It's
yeah.
about taking the privilege we have and giving back to the communities we're in. And that's another thing. We hired someone who does the ERGs and does Repair the World. So Emanuela does a phenomenal job of managing these very large
It's a lot.
Programs.
It's a lot of
it's a
planning,
lot.
Right?
It's a yeah. lot. And we just recently had 10 different volunteer opportunities. We brought everyone from all over into the office, and Thursdays and Fridays, it was their job to go volunteer with these opportunities we gave them.
Hmm.
So we were finally able to go to Habitat for Humanity, which is something we wanted to do since 2020. We just
yeah.
couldn't.
Yeah.
The other arm of that is donations. So we do an employee match up to $500 every year. So that's another part of Repair the World. And we do it through Charity Vest. It's all tax-free. So all those matches go directly to who you want to volunteer to.
Okay.
And then from surveying employees, we found out what was important to them, and something else was kind of food safety and not wasting. So we have free lunches every Tuesday, and then we have somebody pick all of that up that's left over and give it to a charity that donates it to people that need it.
Okay.
So it's really baked into the fabric. It's not just volunteer days. It's kind of how we approach everything at CallRail.
Yeah, I love it. And what was the name of the charitable organization? Charity Vest?
Charity Vest, yes.
Yeah. So we'll include that in our show notes just other folks to check them out. But so you said, I think you said 26, 27 states folks are in now?
Ish. It's probably just changed.
Okay. So while we're talking, we added a new state. Yeah. So bringing everyone in, right, for this week, right? So kind of strategy planning week. Mm-hmm. And then on the back half is go make impact in your community. Yep. Right. And that's the 10 different volunteer sites. Right.
Yes. And two remote.
Yeah. Okay. Cause not everyone could have made it. So they can still participate. Love that. And I mean, what I hear is there's no, you know, obviously we're connected through Slack and Zoom and all these tools. Right. But still, there's, you know, it's not replacing the in-person, right? Mm-hmm. And so you're, you know, I think you said three times a year coming together, you know, for a week, and then most recently Repair the World Week. Mm-hmm. So love that. Love just, you know, seeing how it kind of comes together. And then obviously it sounds like having a dedicated person to manage and really to be thoughtful about planning that out is a critical part, right? Because you want, going back to the employee experience, you want that experience of volunteering to be, you know, stellar as well, right? So, okay, I'm just kind of picking it all up and learning here.
And I think with ERGs and Repair the World, all of that, the company has to put dollars and resources behind it. They can't just say, go do this thing. We give ERGs a budget, and we ask them to get an executive sponsor that's within CallRail. So they're represented throughout the organization, and then we give people $500 to donate however they see fit. So you have to put money behind it as well, or it's not gonna stick. You can't just tell people to do things and not give them the resources to do it.
Yeah. So when I'm thinking out as a leader, hey, I'm hearing you. Okay, ERGs, you got these events, but I have to actually plan out in advance a budget.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a critical part to it. So, it's all coming together. So, and it's important, right? It sounds like, oh yeah, you know, create ERGs. And then you realize there's a lot that goes into it, right? Cause you want that employee experience to be great, you know, no matter what we're doing. Okay. This has been wonderful, Whitney.
Yeah.
I appreciate you just sharing just the lessons learned, right? And, you know, the good, bad, everything in between. And so it means a lot. And so as you're, you know, looking at now we're already in the back half, we're getting ready to be in the back half of 2023 and even beyond in 2024, are there any, you know, priorities that you're focused on from a talent and culture leadership perspective or just overall for CallRail when it comes to employee experience? Just wanted to, you know, kind of get your thoughts on that. And then is there a particular kind of insight or practical, you know, lesson learned or piece of advice that you can share with our audience as we wrap up here today?
Yeah, so I still think we're struggling with hybrid.
Yeah.
Candidly, I think it's really important for us, for people to come together. That's why we're having the three in-person weeks. But we don't want to be it. We need you to be here so we can see what you're working on. We know you're working. We know things are getting done. But we feel like the innovation is missing a little bit. The collaboration is missing a little bit. So how can we do hybrid well and consistently where it's not isolating to our remote employees and we're still bringing people together? So that's what we're struggling with right now. I think something we learned early in the pandemic that I would not do again if I had to do it over. When we started bringing people back to the office, we let department leaders decide what would be best for their department. So if you want your people to come in 2 days a week, great, tell them to do that. If you don't want your team to ever come in, great, they don't have to. It creates inequities throughout the organization, and then people feel like it's a privilege to be remote, so I'm going to move out of the state, and then I never have to come in again. And people that are here 2 days a week are really frustrated that they're here 2 days a week, and no one is here for them to collaborate with.
Yeah, that's the whole point, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So I think intentionality about returning and telling people the why and being transparent, it's not just because I said so.
Yeah.
It's the same as ERGs and Repair the Worlds. we're going to create the environment and put the resources in to wanting you to come back into the office, to come together, not just free lunches. Like, those are nice, but that's not a reason for people to come back. We're going to foster collaboration and innovation in a way that's meaningful. And by the way, drives more revenue, and we're all shareholders, and that's what we want.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I think, yeah, the lesson is consistency, and that's probably what we should have done. And then telling people the why and asking people what they think. I think you also cannot be beholden to any idea you have. It's kind of like when you're in engineering, hypothesis, test, results, test again, and then change it up.
Yeah, iterate quickly, right? Yeah. No, I appreciate so much just, you know, sharing a little bit about like what you would have done different based on your real experience. I had a leader share with me recently that you could have an effective meeting over Zoom, but what you miss is the chatter before and after the meeting.
The after is huge.
Right?
How do you foster that?
Yeah, and that's, you know, or you're riding up in the elevator and you see someone that you haven't talked to, you know, and those are the things that, you know, all that add up, right? And you don't get that. Well, thank you again, Whitney, so much for joining us on The Great Retention. Love what you're, you know, so much respect for you as a leader. Love what you're doing at CallRail. And just, we're rooting for you.
And
really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That wraps up another edition of The Great Retention. Thank you for joining us and being a leader who genuinely cares about recognizing and empowering the everyday hero in the team members around you. We are proud to support your leadership journey and grateful for your support of this podcast. If you haven't already, please rate the show on Apple Podcasts and share it with a friend. This helps us get this content in front of more aspiring people-first business leaders. If you'd like more perspectives on how to create exceptional cultures around award-winning talent, go to coolleaf.com and sign up for our newsletter to get them straight into your inbox 2 times per month. This podcast wouldn't be possible without the help from our production team at Chat with Leaders Media. Learn how you can launch your own podcast to grow your business at chatwithleaders.com. Thanks again for listening. Now go be people first leaders by celebrating and connecting your people today.
HR professionals, thanks for listening. As promised, this episode of the CoolLeaf podcast is valid for 0.5 professional development credits towards SHRM CP, SHRM SCP, and HRCI recertification. To claim your SHRM credit, please visit www.coolleaf.com/podcast/SHRM. To claim your HRCI credit, please visit www.coolleaf.com/podcast/HRCI. Complete the 3-question form to receive your certification code. That's coolleaf.com/podcast/SHRM and coolleaf.com/podcast/HRCI.